Welcome to the first installment of Rap with Riddim. I'm Riddim, spoken word poet, actor, writer, communicator. And today with me, we have Moisha Gonzalez, Shamar Mason. This is Shamar.
Shamar.
It's not a last name, but I wish them call him.
Right?
I'm here. Them call him Welsh, but he's not really have a last name. Are all college students? They're all college. So let me say.
I'm paper.
So much, you're not a college student.
Welcome to the camera, man.
Oh, no.
And behind the camera, behind the camera, we have Justine.
Woo!
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So today's discussion, while we play a little Lodi and thing.
People did.
We're going to talk about the dating culture in Jamaica. If there is one. And
I tell you, people did.
If there is one, and if there is one, what does it look like from a college student perspective? Yeah.
The broke people.
From the broke people perspective. Personally, we believe that there is a dating culture in Jamaica, but me really think that it kinda they at certain places. Like uptown people date. Then because they have the money. Yeah, they want the people that choose people and the vote.
Don't talk so much time.
That may I say. Oh yeah, choose so much time. Or one time for sure. One
try
time.
Get the six.
What's that one? Six over here. Six.
Yeah, so that and people from like inner city. They must say I'm like you and you like me.
And then there.
Come look for me. Come look for me. I'm in the hospital every single minute. I'm in hospital patients there. Come look for me. So
come and see me once. I didn't even go singing
out here, but yeah. So more I know from Pune
see,
experience.
That's 6 is real.
Cause you come from
Montego Bay,
you come from Ochi.
So them say.
And you come from
Kingston, yeah.
Right. And you come from Bamada.
Run on pace.
So, me not
true yet? She threw 2 things.
You on for true, man. Oh, she threw 2 6, I'm not true yet.
Yeah, true, but when I feel I true.
No, now you put on some policy back to me, so I might true.
And you true.
Never focus.
Wow.
So, why are you trying so fast?
Because you go around from, see there again? But as we're saying, the dating culture, as you're saying, it's just, it's different. Like, it's different from every direction really. So countryman we find Miss Pam down the road and say I'm a wife that for life and I'm not left. And if Miss Pam get one now, chop.
Listen to me.
See, you need to focus on the game.
But that confused me. Alright, so what we want to know is from the respective parishes.
Yeah.
How have you guys seen like people date and what dating mean to you guys specifically? Why you not really yet?
I just think Jamaican people date. Why?
Why? You think it's not necessary?
It's just something we grew up and see.
You grew up
so
and
see? So like the person the day and we go out to the day.
So liking people is equivalent to a relationship?
Yeah. Because of the day.
If you like somebody, if you have somebody
right,
like each other,
right,
you
right. Jamaican culture, so here when you say you're dead, you have to, you see me, you have to put look up, you have to consummate it.
Oh, so it's like a marriage.
You know?
So when we say me,
without
the
ring.
Without
the ring. Yeah. So if we put on peace, and at them time, we're finally dead.
We're dead.
Right? We like each other, we are talk, so we exchange words, and we laugh each other, we get two jokes. If I get it for laugh, we can't get anything.
So to speak.
So you laugh off your face till you reach from my bed. The crutch is what more?
Well.
Take it.
Well.
From a mobile female perspective.
Yeah, mobile female perspective.
You have to have things.
Oh.
Good, hey. Good to get things. Yeah.
You have to have a good thing. So.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying all, but most females are your turn.
Wait. On my turn.
Oh. Come think about your point finger.
But.
Wait! No, 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 no.
Keep rolling. No. Yeah. So you have to have things, right?
Yeah, man. So.
Okay.
Most females, not all, but you know.
So do you have to have a car, or you can't have like,
inbound man?
I feel like if you have a license, that can work, you have a license on them. Like, I can borrow a car once you have a license.
It depends on the type of girl you take up.
But
if you want...
home for dead.
6'3".
Who would throw 6'3"?
Me. I'm going to throw 8 hours.
Man, you sit down now. You sit down now, we need that somewhere.
Right here.
1, 2, 3, 4 then it's up. Yeah. So, me not dead for 2, man. I just said me dead for 4. You do the matter? You thief? Because personally, me have a learner. You see me? And we can't take a car and drive the car and something like that.
As we say, it depends on the type of girl you take up. Because some females, them know what they want. I say, listen, if we are both, you have to date me, you have to, meet your mother, we have to go movies, you have to go beach, you have to hang out with my friends before we decide, say, listen, we are doing this. Right. But then you have other girls that we see, oh, my money can't feed me. See, there. I need it. Take it. We're there.
So where?
So I think it depends on the type of person you are and where your growth has a lot to do with it.
Like person from the inner city will have your own perspective of what dating is. So you're not gonna really be like, oh, you know, this guy needs to take me out.
Right.
If them do a take me out, okay, I'm gonna go to KFC and I'm good. Right, once I reach KFC,
I'm yeah, so good.
No, mentality
of some people.
What I'm saying is, them don't reach
people. Don't talk to them.
I'll push you off the chair again.
Just didn't let them say.
No. People everywhere, no matter where you come from.
No, I don't let them just say.
You have uptown people with up that mentality there.
Thank you.
You have
downtown people with up that mentality. But it does play a part.
Right, and it is very rampant. Like, I come from the inner city. So we can speak of what me
see. Which one? Like a middle class inner city or like the
up there in
the inner city, down there stuff. Cause you have the inner city and then you have the inner city. But then you have the inner city.
So right now, I don't know which one you come from there.
You probably come from the inner city.
Why? So that's the upper inner city.
The upper inner city.
Oh, so you have the inner city.
You live in our broad yard.
No.
Alright, so that's
even a tenement.
Inner city.
Right. So the tenement, yeah. Also, them there, inner city.
Oh, not the zinc roof, you know, the zinc.
Yeah, back to the game, bitch.
So what may I say?
Is no that, offense to anybody with a zinc roof.
If you have zinc roof, you have something to live. Like me, we'll catch up one side.
But bad man, you know them fly there out their door. them
bring breeze come see me though.
Hey.
They fly past with their wings, give a breeze, and time might be. So if you throw before me. Anyway, so what me I say, what me see mostly is these girls them just want to talk to a guy. The guy take them number, them talk and they tell them friends to them like him and she, him like she and then next day, next week, they say, sugar and I'm yard. And then I do things. For me, I know if it's a mindset thing and how we is it okay to think like that? To just be like, when I really need to go over from the game, kapooms, or from the technical dead body. From like it, that's it. Is that okay, or should people actually get to date if they're looking for something long term?
I think dating is a must. I don't think you should be.
It depends on what you are looking for. Suppose you are looking.
How many dead? Okay, man. Oh, I have some friends.
You have a green or a blue? Let me think. I'm not looking.
So yeah, we answer sure.
What? Yeah. For instance. Yeah, you meet one girl, yeah, she's like nice, yeah, or whatever. Sometimes things tend to happen quicker than some. But then, if you have something long term, you have to go out and say, yo, is this girl nice to hang out with? Why have a friend have a vibe with her, like, or me vibe with her? Not saying if your friends don't like her, you have to look at your girl, just like, that's your friend then. But,
oh, so if I bring
her outside,
out in certain environments, yeah, to see how she adapts. And I keep her in the house like, so she has pet.
Is it mean if she will keep inside now, so I like it up as alright, seeing this one. If you touch road, no, I touch road.
So is it only places where your friends are you bring
no,
her?
No, like I'm saying, you have to bring her up. Like bring her to the movies, bring her to get food. If for instance your mom comes home and you say, you know, mommy, may I bring you my friend come link you? If your mom doesn't like your girlfriend, that's gonna be an issue, bro.
What? How long before you introduce the girl that you're dating to like your mother or your friends or
the timing depends on you, because you have to go meditate and say, I really want to do this right now, want this, if it's really serious to me. I have to find out where her head is at, because yo, and everybody see eye to eye.
So you know, so you know, do you have to be serious? So you have to, when you're going out, is it serious on me and I'm something? So you really want from the start off, is it the intention to have a serious relationship?
I don't think that most persons look at dating like that.
Some people just want something.
Yeah, but listen, you're here, you make me laugh, you keep a company, and we just have to see where this will go until it goes. And when it doesn't go, it
depends,
it just
on what you want yourself at this time. Some people look companionship, some people look long term, some people look sugar daddy, some people look food, some people look free food. So it depends on what you are looking for.
Free food?
Yeah, because the man is going to take you over, because the man pay for the food.
Our woman.
No, woman look.
And
speaking of free food and take out.
I'm like,
yeah. Me hear somebody tell me, say, it's very rare to have a woman take out a man.
Very.
And spend on it. Like, call up any girl, let me take you out on a date.
I can't relate.
Why? It's some good friend here though, from the market. Go through,
good buddy. You're not one of... Because oftentimes, we see, oftentimes, I can tell people myself, that most times women don't be like, let me take out this nigga. They're like, when you carry me out? And that is it, when you carry me out, you not carry me out.
When
we are going,
they will take me out to dinner.
Yeah, and then come to another them somewhere. Oh. So it's like a one-sided thing, like only one person is supposed to do this.
Yeah, I actually have a friend. So... Oh. Yeah. Oh. That's okay, but...
Oh.
If her partner... If he's not giving her anything, they have a problem. Like, throughout the relationship, they're good. Because, you know, you say, oh, babe, we're going to dinner, we're going to the movies, we're going to hotel for a weekend, make it up, you know? But then the minute,
he says,
oh, babe, then take a break, she can't do it. She can't deal with man. Because she has think about herself and the betterment of herself and if you can help with. And you know, so there are people out there like that. And I also have another friend who she don't want a relationship.
No, you do yourself.
No, kill them.
But she date the guy. Because by definition, they are dating. By definition, that is what they are doing. They talk, they go out together, but she don't want it. She to just go with the free food.
The thing with the work.
So she them vanilla, them, so she get the thing. So she goes to the thing. So she do the date. And the minute you bring up relationship, she cut you off her fine. And this guy, after the whole dating process again,
just
you want a relationship, you get cut off. So,
but is it safe though? No, because you're going around playing with people's feelings like that. Eh?
You get shot.
It's dangerous in a bad.
You get shot, my dear. You sure?
Luckily, I think generation have changed where we
You get shot?
You get shot.
Because
I mean, I find it now that most men are trying to express themselves more. So in that way. Oh. That way people express themselves more, so they don't really go to killing first. But for somebody up here, somebody feelings and I take them things I really don't want them. I think that's abuse personally. And disgusting. Like, even get a you look a pum pum one time. Just to make him feel.
It
not
like hurt you, it not hurt. Yeah,
look a pum pum one time hurts nobody.
And it's your hurt.
And they
God!
You want me to answer it?
Sure, fine.
Well, that was the first episode. Tune in next time to hear what we'll talk about next and who we'll talk to next about it. Yeah. This was Rap with Rhythm. Tune in.